In 1963, producer Phil Spector released A Christmas Gift for You, and one song on that record has become a Christmas classic. That's Darlene Love, one of the stars in Phil Spector's stable back in the 60s. She's been performing that song on The Late Show with David Letterman every year since 1986. This year may be the exception because of the writer's strike. Tomorrow, Darlene Love will perform her annual Christmas concert at Lincoln Center. She's currently playing the role of Motormouth Mabel in the Broadway musical Hairspray. And Darlene Love has just released her first solo Christmas record called It's Christmas, of course.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low. Lots of mistletoe. Lots of snow and ice. Everywhere we go. Choirs singing carols. Right outside my door. All these things and more.
Darlene Love joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to talk to you again. Back in 96, we had a conversation. So let me ask you, how many Christmas albums do you think you've appeared on over the years?
Probably at least 10 to 15.
Really?
Oh, yes. Because I did the, for the Special Olympics, I did three of those. And I did Luther Vandross's only one and only Christmas album, and I did Home Alone. So you start counting them all up, and, you know, it ends up being they call me the Christmas Queen for whatever reason.
It's not Christmas without Darlene Love on the CD player, right?
Right.
Let me ask. I mean, this is a tradition that seems to go way back, probably to the time of Bing Crosby and even further. But why do recording artists do Christmas albums? Do we expect you to?
I don't know if the audience expects us to do them, but we love to do it. And I think as singers, there's a time of the years when we want people to know that we love and do sing Christmas music. And they can play their favorite artists singing Christmas songs during the holidays. So I think that's the biggest reason why we do it.
So I'm looking at the contents of your album, It's Christmas, of course. There aren't any traditional songs on here, and there aren't even any golden oldies from the Spector days on this. Why not?
Well, when I first got with my producer, Sean Amos, he said he did not want to do any of the classic Christmas songs, Silent Night, Oh Come All Ye Faithful. Let's just do some Christmas songs that people don't really do. And I said, well, you know, that's a great idea because that's all I've ever really done since I was with Phil Spector, so it was fine with me. All the songs on the CD that we chose end up being some of my favorite songs. They were great because I've never heard most of these songs before.
The album opens with Tom Petty's Christmas All Over Again, and it is really reminiscent of those old days of the Christmas songs. But you didn't know this song before you recorded it.
No, and you know, I did a song with Tom Petty on one of my CDs a few years ago. So Tom Petty is a good friend of mine. And I really thought that was really a great song. Like you said, it was like a reminiscent of the years gone by of the things that we do. Christmas tree, the same the new year in for me.
Yeah. I think that'll do.
What was the hardest one to do?
War, the Christmas time.
Happy Christmas War.
Happy Christmas War is over. That song was hard for me to do because thinking about John, who he was and what he meant to the business. And, you know, it has Happy Christmas War is over, but the war is not over. You know what I'm saying? They just keep coming, the wars, and we hope one day they will be over.
And so happy Christmas for black and for
that was another one of those songs I had to really get into and really wanted to clean it up so people could really hear the lyrics, what I was saying. I did it with my good friend Sissy Houston, did a duet with me on that song. But it ended up being an unbelievable. It came out so fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite?
Yes, there is a song by the group The Band. And the song is called Christmas Must Be Tonight.
Come down. See the little stranger wrapped in swaddling clothes, the Prince of Peace.
First of all, I was shocked it was the band that wrote it. Because I go back with them. You know, like a lot of times back in the 60s and 70s, when the DJs played the records, they didn't say who the artist was. So you got to, you know, the song, you know, take a load off Fanny, take a load for free, take a load off Fanny. And put the load right on me. And then I went, they wrote this song? The band? I went, okay. And I actually really, really fell in love with that song for its message, that how a carpenter could be the father and Mary could be the mother, just two normal people. And that's how it was planned. And I just fell in love with that song.
How a little baby boy could bring the people joy, son of a carpenter. Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight.
Have you been in touch with David Letterman this year? I mean, because, you know, unless the strike is settled, you're not going to get to perform this your classic song on his show.
We've been talking about that, and a lot of people are really worried about it. A lot of my fans, they're stopping me. What's going on? Are they going to have that strike? Is going to ever end?
How did that get started, you doing that on Dave's show? Did he just call you up and say, Darlene, you know, it's not Christmas without you. Come on.
No, I was doing a show called Leader of the Pack at the Bottom Line, and Paul Schaefer came down, and he played Phil Spector in the play. And in the play, I sang Christmas Baby Please Come Home, and he invited David down just to see the show. And about a year later, on David Letterman's show, he just looked over at Paul and said, you know that girl that sung that Christmas song, Paul, in that play? We need to get her on this show. You know what? Because that's a fantastic Christmas song. And from that day to this, I've been singing that song on his show.
When did you start doing the Lincoln Center concerts?
Well, we just started doing this will be the second annual that we've done at Lincoln Center. Mm-hmm. But I've actually been doing my Christmas shows in New York for almost, this will be the 17th year. I started at the Bottom Line and, you know, you move up. I worked Rockefeller Center for 3 or 4 years and then they put me in a theater and I say, that's it, honey, I got y'all. Now I'm going into the theaters.
Darlene Love is currently on Broadway in the musical Hairspray. She performs her annual Christmas concert at Lincoln Center tomorrow. And Darlene Love's new holiday release is called It's Christmas, of course. Darlene Love, thanks a lot and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.